Okay, so ready for this? We're going deep on data science for social good today.
Yeah, using this article celebrating Driven Data's 10th anniversary as a guide. And it's
Whoa.
amazing to see how this whole field has evolved, right? I mean, remember when data science was basically all about like targeted ads
Yeah.
and just, predicting what we were going to buy next?
Oh, absolutely. In 2014, using data science to track endangered species or like predict disease outbreaks, that was practically unheard of.
And now it's tackling issues we never even thought possible back then. This article actually mentions a tool called SciFi. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
It uses satellite imagery to predict harmful algal blooms.
Right. And those blooms, I mean, they can really wreak havoc
Okay.
on water supplies and, traditionally, spotting them was such a slow process.
Oh, for sure.
SciFi is almost like having this, like a high-tech early warning system that gives water resource managers a heads up so they can actually, react quickly. It's really pretty mind-blowing how data is being used in ways we couldn't have imagined, even just a few years ago. Another example that just really stood out to me was Zomba. It's a tool that helps wildlife researchers analyze tons of camera trap footage.
Oh, yeah, Zamba. Think about it. Researchers used to spend countless hours, like manually reviewing videos, just trying to identify animals, right?
Right.
Zamba uses machine learning to do the heavy lifting there, recognizes which species are present, and even provides probabilities for them.
Probability. So it doesn't just say, like, yep, that's a chimpanzee.
Exactly. It might say, there's an 80% chance this video contains a chimp.
Yeah.
So that lets researchers, prioritize their efforts, focus on the videos most likely to have important footage.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of machines and humans working together, each, playing to their strengths.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not about AI like taking over. It's about using AI to make our work more efficient, more effective.
Exactly. And this whole shift from just like measuring impact to actually creating it, that's a key theme here for sure. Data science is moving beyond theory and into like the realm of real-world problem solving.
And speaking of real-world problems, the article highlights the fact that the amount of data we generate has just exploded in the last decade. It's almost like we're drowning in data.
It's true. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. This abundance of data can be a gold mine for finding solutions. Think about it. Satellite images, mobile transactions, audio recordings, all of this can be harnessed to gain insights and develop solutions.
It's true. And they use this analogy in the article of a data science hierarchy of needs. It's kind of like Maslow's hierarchy, but for data. They argue that having good, reliable data is the foundation for everything else.
Exactly. You can't build a house on a shaky foundation, right?
Yeah.
In data science, that foundation is high-quality data. But it's not just about having the data, it's about making it accessible and usable.
So it's like having this massive library, but all the books are written in a language you don't understand.
Yeah, the article emphasizes the importance of documentation, examples, clear explanations to make data truly accessible. Otherwise, it's just a jumble of numbers.
Right. Okay, so we've got these incredible tools, mountains of data. But where do we even start? The article suggests that successful data science projects begin with a real-world problem and a clear understanding of human needs.
Absolutely. It's about starting with a specific problem and the user in mind, not just jumping on the latest, tech bandwagon, like the harmful algal bloom example. They didn't just create a fancy algorithm. They actually spoke to water resource managers to understand their challenges and tailor the solution to their needs.
So it's like designing a car without knowing if people want a sedan or a pickup truck. You have to understand who you're building it for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something to think about for you too, right? What problems in your world could benefit from a more data-driven approach?
That's such a great question. And it makes me think about another key point the article raises, cross-domain thinking.
Yeah, one of the fascinating things about driven data is that they're generalists. They apply knowledge from one field to another, which often leads to like these unexpected breakthroughs.
Like using computer vision techniques
Yeah.
for both kelp forest mapping and medical imaging. That's pretty wild.
Or like adapting resume analysis techniques
What?
to help farmers identify crops and pests in their fields.
Yeah.
This like cross-pollination of ideas is key to innovation.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, it's amazing to see how data science is being applied in like such diverse and innovative ways. But the article also points out that it's not without its challenges. One that really stood out to me was the issue of funding, particularly for research and development in the social sector.
Right, that's critical. The article highlights this real disconnect. Private companies, they invest heavily in data science R&D, but the social sector often lags behind.
Which is kind of ironic, don't you think? Because the potential for data science to make like a positive impact is huge in areas like healthcare, education, and environmental conservation.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that data science, it's an iterative process like any research field. You need to experiment, learn, and refine your approach over time.
Right.
And that takes time and resources.
So it's not just about finding those quick wins. It's about really investing in the long-term development of this field, especially within organizations that are working to address social challenges.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. The article also discusses the difficulties many organizations face when trying to hire and retain data scientists. It's a competitive market, right? Smaller organizations often struggle to attract top talent.
I can imagine. Data science is such a specialized field. It's got to be hard to find people with the right skills and experience, especially if you're a smaller organization with limited resources.
Yeah, and it's not just about attracting the talent either. It's also about creating a supportive environment where data scientists can thrive. The article stresses the importance of teams, collaboration, mentorship.
That makes sense. Data science can be a pretty complex field. Having a team to bounce ideas off of and learn from must make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of challenges, there's also this misconception that open source automatically creates to usability.
Oh, I've definitely run into that myself. Just because the code is freely available doesn't mean I know what to do with it. It's like being given a toolbox full of amazing tools, but with no instructions on how to use them.
Right. The article makes a good distinction between open source software, where users are often contributors and have like a technical background, and tools aimed at non-developers. I actually gave a great example of this. Driven Data's Concept to Clinic Challenge, where they used a bounty system to encourage contributions and move the project beyond the prototype stage.
That's a really interesting approach. It incentivizes people to not only contribute to the project, but also make sure it's actually usable for the intended audience.
Exactly. And it highlights this need for funding models that support the development of open source tools.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just the initial creation phase, we need to ensure these tools are well documented, user-friendly, and can be easily integrated into real-world workflows.
So we need to be realistic about what open source actually means in practice. It's not a magic bullet. It requires a lot of thought and effort to make it truly accessible and impactful.
Right. And that brings us to another challenge. The article highlights this tendency to get caught up in hype cycles.
Oh, yeah. The shiny new object syndrome.
Ah.
It's so tempting to chase the latest trends, especially in a field as rapidly evolving as AI.
The article cautions against jumping on the bandwagon without a clear strategy and a deep understanding of how the technology can be applied to address specific problems. They use the example of blockchain, which despite, you know, a lot of initial hype, hasn't really delivered on its promises in the social sector.
It's a good reminder that we need to be more discerning. Focus on technologies that are truly fit for purpose, rather than getting distracted by the buzz surrounding the latest fad.
Exactly. It's about filtering out the noise and identifying those tools and approaches that have real potential to create positive change.
Yeah.
And of course, we can't talk about data science and AI
without
considering the ethical implications.
Yeah, it feels like we're at this like crossroads, you know? We have this incredibly powerful technology, but we really need to be thoughtful about how we use it.
It's the key takeaway from Driven Data's 10th anniversary, right?
Yeah.
They're challenging us to move beyond just riding the waves of hype and to build a sustainable an ethical framework for AI that benefits everyone.
It's a big challenge, though. And
yeah,
it's not something that data scientists can solve on their own.
No, definitely not.
It requires like collaboration across disciplines, open dialogue, and just a commitment to putting human well-being at the forefront of everything.
The article really emphasizes the need for a long-term vision, too.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just chase the latest trends, you know.
Right.
We need to think about the broader impact of these technologies and how they'll shape our world.
Yeah.
In the years to come.
It's like building a city. You don't just throw up buildings without a plan, right?
Exactly.
You need to think about infrastructure, sustainability, and the needs of the people who will live there.
Exactly. It all comes back to Driven Data's call to action in the end, right?
Yeah.
How can we harness the power of data science and AI to create a more just and equitable world?
Such a good question. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious to know what stood out to you the most. What surprised you about the real impact data science is having?
You know, for me, it's the sheer breadth of applications. We see how data science is being used to address issues ranging from environmental conservation to healthcare to wildlife protection, I mean. The possibilities seem endless.
Yeah, and for me, it's that reminder that technology is just a tool. It can be used for good or for ill. It's up to us to ensure that data science and AI are used responsibly and ethically to create a better future for everyone.
And that's a powerful thought to leave our listeners with. The future of data science for social good is in our hands. Let's make sure we use it wisely.